You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Challah means? Challah, Chazak Baruch, beautiful. What does challah mean? Challah, challah. When you go to BK, what do you ask for? Challah. What does challah mean? Bread? Challah. Chet. How many is chet? Eight. Eight is the 8 days of a baby boy that he enters the mitzvah. Lamed is how many?
30.
So that's Bidyon Aben. And hey is how many?
Five.
So that's Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So he says, Vishot, Vishit, Arisotechem, Tarimu Challah. So Challah actually is a message of Chet is the 8 days of Brit Milah, Lamed is Pidyon Aben, and Hey is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So he says, Vishit, Arisotechem. Arisa means Isa, right? How do you say crib in Hebrew? Crib? Agala. How do you say crib? Arisa.
Arisa.
Okay. So now here, it's a very beautiful message that the term that is used in the Torah, that is called do. And also it means crib. And you put the baby in there. So now here it says, Veshit Arisotechem Tarimu Chalav. So that means some feel it's too young. That's the term that is used. You know, it's too early. It's too young. Let them play later. But here the Torah says no. Reshit arisotechem. When the baby is in arisa, you have to bring him to Kohen. What does that mean? That means from the childhood, from the childbirth actually, you have to make sure that he's under the supervision of Kedusha. So the depth of this mitzvah actually, that to separate the challah, to give it to Kohen actually, the depth of it is about the baby born. The baby born. That we have to make sure he's coached in the right path, because when he becomes older and he was not directed in the right way, so then, God forbid, it's not possible to change him. So that's why this mitzvah is related to babies. Why? Because the same way when you form the dough, right? Then you put it in the oven, right? Then you wait another, you bake? You know how to bake?
No.
You have to learn soon. So now when you put it in the oven, after 15 minutes, half an hour, you take it out, right? Yeah? Say, I don't like the form. See, it's not the way I wanted it. Can you change it? You cannot change it. So that's why Tzadol Shav resembles the raising children exactly like a dough. Why? Because when the dough is formed and then you put it in the oven and it's baked, then there's nothing to do. So you have to make sure you form it the right way. The Chas V'Shalom, later on, then when it became molded, then there's no way to change it. From the day one, today, the baby when he's born, you have to make sure he's guided in the right way. So that's why exactly this mitzvah, the message, the tip of it is, arisa means the crib. They call it gahvare, nanu. That he has to make sure that it's on the right direction. Hashem is
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.